John, Jody Mack and Gary Myers here. How are you, bud?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Hey, John, you are so big time that you're even sponsored on a Saturday.
Oh, well, you know, what can I say? I mean, I'd like to deny it, but that is something.
I just did it, so there's no denying it.
So are you in Vegas yet?
I'm going at 6 o'clock, so I will be there tonight.
Well,
as you know, Vegas is open all night, so
yes, I've heard that.
I'm arriving at 11.
So tell us your latest information on Harper and Machado, and do you think either of them walk out of the league meetings this week with a new team if they show up at the league meetings? I know Bryce lives there.
Yes, he does. You know what? I think most people believe that this is going to go into January and maybe even February. They think it's going to take a while. There's certainly a competition between the two guys, a competition between two agents. I don't know if anybody's afraid to sign first, but I think people want to have a number to shoot at and beat it. So I'm not so sure that it will. I did remind Scott Boras, I did suggest to him that, you know, this is going to take to January, February, right? And he reminded me that Alex Rodriguez signed at the winter meetings in Dallas in 2000, before the 2001 season. So it is possible, but I think at this point, to me, it feels like we're in the early stages, so I think it's going to take a while.
Now, Scott, being the smart agent that he is, of course, goes to a guy who did sign during the winter meetings. You could have come back with, yeah, and J.D. Martinez didn't sign till March and didn't quite get the money that you may have expected. And, oh, by the way, now looks like the Red Sox got a bargain for what they got him at last year. So pointing to a contract which took place more than a decade ago as compared to one that only took place last year, I would think the second of the two would be the better comparison to this year's offseason.
I think that's probably true. You're right about J.D. Martinez. That is a bargain. Boston did very well. I will say this on his behalf. He does have an opt-out after this coming year, then the following year, then the year after that. So he's got 3 opt-outs in a row. So he's got plenty of opportunity to become overpaid at some point.
John, if you were to handicap this with, say, your top two teams for each of those two players, what would you say?
I'm going to say Machado, Yankees, White Sox, and I'm going to say Harper, Phillies. You know, at this point, I might say Dodgers. I wouldn't have said that earlier, but they did have that meeting. It was curious how it was reported that Magic Johnson was there, that mm-hmm. he denied it. I don't know. I'm pretty skeptical about that. They certainly have the wherewithal to do it. Stan Kasten, who was the president of the Nats when Harper was signed there, is there. So I'm going to say Philly's favorite, but I'm going to put the Dodgers as the second choice. The Nats, you would think, would be a potential for Harper, but I think they came out this week and kind of said, we gave our best offer, but, you know, you never know what these guys, you know, what they say publicly and what they really mean privately.
John, if the Yankees get Machado, do you think that's the first step and that the second step would be trading Andujar?
No, I don't think so. I think they're keeping Andujar. I'm not seeing that. I think they need a middle infielder anyway at this point. Gregorius is out for at least half a year, and if they have an extra player halfway through this year for 1 year, they'll live with it. You know, I don't think that's so terrible. Andujar might get trained a little bit to play first base. I could see that. I think they like Andujar, so I don't think he's going anywhere.
John Heyman here with us on The Fan with Mack and Myers. John, two big pitchers have signed free agent contracts already this offseason. Out of Eovaldi re-signing with the Red Sox for what he signed for and Corbin getting the deal he got from the Nationals, who got the better value?
Well, I'm going to have to say the Red Sox did. They both paid quite a bit. You know what? Corbin got double, right? You got twice as much. Mm-hmm. They're within the same age range. Corbin's had one Tommy John. Evaldi's had two Tommy Johns. Maybe that's why he got half. I don't know. Evaldi was a hero of the postseason. I don't think that was a fluke. He's always been known as a gamer. I like him on a team. Corbin, you know, going into last year, if you look at the numbers, not that great. Now he had a good rep. You know, he's got good stuff. But going into the year, he had a 4.12 ERA. He had a whip of about 1.37. Pretty average overall numbers. Obviously, he was very smart to have his best season right before he's a free agent. But going into last season, I don't think there's any doubt Keuchel was the top free agent pitcher, not counting Kershaw, of course. But by the end, it was Corbin. People love the velocity. They love the spin rate, strikeouts. They look at different things now, and that's why he was the big winner. That being said, the Nats do pretty well with pitching. They seem to know it. You know, you may say they overpaid for Strasburg, but they seem to have picked the good pitcher. Scherzer, that was a great signing. Strasburg was a great pick, and we'll see if it's a great signing, but they seem to know their pitching.
John, about an hour ago, Harp said that he would make the Dodgers the favorite for JT Realmuto. Where do you
You're
think
talking about John Harper, not Bryce Harper, right?
Right. Well, yeah, I do get those two confused. Because John Harper was a very good baseball player, too. So
he was. I played in some media games with him. He might have missed his calling. He was terrific.
You know, in the couple of years that he was a football writer, and the Giants would have the coaches versus media softball game at the beginning of training camp, none of them wanted to face Harp.
Yeah. He's good.
He was better than
amazing. He's quite an athlete. He played, I don't know if it was Division I, but he played college baseball. It might have been Division I. Very good athlete.
Okay, so what do you think the Mets' chances are of adding the Marlins catcher?
Yeah, well, I think they're a little bit of a handicap because Miami's kind of made it clear they don't want to trade him in division. That being said, and it seems like there's a lot of pressure on them. They don't want to repeat like a Yelich trade where they traded a guy who won MVP and they have
right.
Four maybes for the team. Now, I will say this. People forget the Marlins made a fantastic deal trading D. Gordon, getting rid of that $38 million, bringing in three good prospects. Ozuna trade did not burn them in any way, at least for the first year. And Stanton, right now, I don't think he'd be traded, giving away basically his whole contract off the year that he had. So the timing of that trade was very smart. I like Stanton as a player, but right now he's probably not worth that contract. So they did okay, but they're heavily criticized because of the Yelich deal, and other teams are sensing that they feel like they have to make up for it or make a great trade. And, you know, you always hear they're asking too much. I don't know. Realmuto is the best catcher in the game. They should ask for a lot. I'm not surprised by that. You know, the Dodgers are a team that makes sense. They have the left-handed bats that they like. They have outfielders that they like. They have a catcher to make up for not quite make up for Realmuto to take the place of him anyway. So the Dodgers look like the most logical. But I will say this, the Mets are very aggressive. They've already made one monster trade in which they filled two holes. I'm not going to put it past them. I would give them a shot at it, even though not the favorite.
John, if your original statement was accurate that Bryce Harper and Manny Machado are both going to drift past the winter meetings, past Christmas, into the new year, what will be the big story coming out of the winter meetings? Does one of the big-time relievers come off the board? And if that happens, will it have a domino effect?
Well, right now, as you said, we're kind of in the starting pitcher mode. And so I think we might have some more starting pitchers come off the board. At least half, I think, might come pretty quickly. He had 10 teams interested. Some of them were the teams that have already signed people or the teams that missed out. So I could see that one coming. Last year was the relief pitcher market that started going, and I expect that to start get going too, because there are a lot of really good relievers. I mean, beyond Kimbrel, you've got Britton, you've got Robertson, Ottavino, you've got, I would put this down a notch, but Familia after that. So I would say we're going to see starting pitcher, and we're going to see relievers. And I think we still have some trades to do, right? I don't know that Greinke's getting traded, but I do think Realmuto will get traded this winter. I mean, there's no way that he's going to be able to resign with Miami. They offered, going off what Craig Mish said, and it hasn't been denied, $43 million and $61 million. And I heard he asked for Buster Posey money, so that'd be $167 million. So they're $100 million apart. So they're not signing. He's not signing with the Marlins. Not that he wanted to anyway. So I think that trade and then the pitching signings are probably the most likely things to come off the board next.
John, do you anticipate the Mets buying out the last couple of arbitration years on Jacob DeGrom before the season starts?
Well, they're going to give it a shot. They made that clear that they're going to try to extend him. I don't think they care about whether they buy out the arbitration with it unless they get extra years, and that will be the goal. And I think, of course, it's going to be an issue over how many years does he get after that, you know, because the years after the arbitration. Now, the years are expensive now, but after arbitration, he's the best pitcher in the game. I mean, he's going to want $30 million a year plus. That's what they get, you know, at this point. So it'll be interesting to see, but the Mets are going to make a run at it. I hope they do it. They've surprised us some in the past. I know that when I'm on with Joe and Evan, they always remind me, oh, those were a long time ago. But same ownership. They did sign Beltran. They did sign Piazza. They did bring in and signed Johan Santana. So they've had some big signings, and they seem to be in good financial condition right now. So I think they've got to give it a good run. And I hope that they can give them a nice 2 years plus, I would say, plus a nice four more if they can.
John, we appreciate you hopping on board. What a safe flight to Vegas, and may the tables be good to you when you take your 10 minutes of downtime here and there.
Oh, no minutes of downtime. No tables for me.
Okay.
They don't bring the tables out to the lobby for you guys?
I would be. There are tables, yes. There are tables. And the agents who make a lot of money, they can go on the do that, but we have to concentrate.
You're
going to
be a working fool. John, always a pleasure. Thanks for coming on, brother.
All right.
Appreciate it.
See you, John.
John Heyman here with us on The Fan.